Do not think that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy them, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, until heaven and earth shall pass, not one jot or one tittle shall pass from the law until all be fulfilled. Whosoever, therefore, shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew chapter 5 verse 17-19. Loving the Father. Then one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength." Mark chapter 12 verses 28-30. Love for the brethren. So, when Judas had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and glorify him immediately. Little children, I shall be with you a little while longer. You will seek me, and as I said to the Jews, where I am going, you cannot come, so now I say to you. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." John chapter 13 verses 31-35. Love towards your neighbor. But when the Pharisees had heard that Jesus had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, who was a lawyer, asked Jesus a question, tempting him and saying, "Master, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said unto him, "You shall love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, you shall love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Matthew chapter 22 verses 34-40. Concerning those who love Jesus. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I will come to you. John chapter 14 verses 15-18. The need to keep his commandments. A little while longer and the world will see me no more, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. At that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. John chapter 14 verses 19-21. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus made it clear. He did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. Every command of God still matters, and those who obey and teach them are called great in the kingdom of heaven. But the heart of every command is this. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second is just like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. This love is not words alone, it is shown through obedience. If you love me, keep my commandments. And again, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. To love Jesus is to follow him. To follow him is to obey him. To obey him is to walk in the truth and be filled with his Spirit. And to love others is to reflect him. By this all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The one who keeps his word, this is the one who truly loves him. And to that one, Jesus gives a promise, "My Father will love him, and I will love him, and will reveal myself to him."